is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Just 8 days until the election, and the candidates are making their closing arguments. They are in battleground states today. Vice President Kamala Harris in Michigan and Donald Trump in Georgia. CBS's Natalie Brand.
On her way to Michigan, Vice President Kamala Harris slammed comments made by a speaker at former President Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden Sunday.
Donald Trump spends full time trying to have Americans point their finger at each other.
The backlash is over this controversial joke from comedian Tony Hinchcliffe.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
The Trump campaign said the remarks do not reflect the former president's views.
The latest CBS News polling shows the race is as close as it's ever been. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
There are seven battleground states that will swing the Electoral College. That decides the presidency. So you look across them as a composite, that is even. In fact, if you look at each one of those states, our CBS estimates has each of them effectively even.
President Biden cast his ballot today. CBS News has obtained a federal bulletin that assesses that some individuals are likely to call for violence as a response to false narratives regarding the election. Jim Krasula reports on election-related trouble in the Pacific Northwest.
Authorities are investigating after early morning fires were set in ballot drop boxes in Portland, Oregon, and across the Columbia River in nearby Vancouver, Washington. Hundreds of ballots were destroyed in the Vancouver fire. In Portland, only three ballots were damaged after an incendiary device triggered a fire suppression system inside the drop box.
The Pentagon now says North Korea has sent 10,000 troops to train in Russia. That's more than triple the previous estimate. Some of the soldiers have already been observed moving closer to the border with Ukraine, and that's increasing concerns Moscow intends to use them in its war. NATO Secretary General.
NATO calls on Russia and the DPRK to cease these actions immediately.
Israel is sending the head of the Mossad spy agency back to Doha for Gaza ceasefire talks. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says the talks are focused on a new outline. A closely watched trial in France has been delayed, as Catherine Arms reports.
French actor Gérard Depardieu's trial in Paris has been postponed until March of next year. The star has been accused by two women of assaulting them on a movie set in 2021. His trial was due to start today, but the actor was too unwell to attend.
On Wall Street, the Dow is higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall, about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkway surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Racine's council president is hanging it up. In an email sent over the weekend, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy says he'll not run for re-election in April. He says he's letting everyone know now so that potential candidates can start to take action. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver. There's no parking and riding at another Milwaukee County lot. The state DOT says they're closing the College Avenue park and ride lot as they try and deal with escalating safety issues and illegal camping. The decision follows a 42% increase in emergency calls to the park and ride lots compared to last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers stopped the Jaguars.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with another come-from-behind victory, beating the Jaguars 30-27 with a winning field goal. After Jordan Love had to exit the game with a leg injury, running back Josh Jacobs took over with 127 yards rushing on 25 carries, scoring two touchdowns. But Jacobs says the offense could have done better.
I felt like we should have closed the game out. I felt like we should have executed better. I felt like it shouldn't have been that type of fight at the end. But being able to be in that position and still come out with a win, I think it's speaks volumes to this team.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers now 5-3 after losing to Penn State 28-13 Saturday night. Up next, the Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Nets in Brooklyn, 115-102. Milwaukee now 1-2 on the season after losing the home opener to the Chicago Bulls. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he needs to address the team.
It depends how you pitch your spots. And we got to get right first. You can yell all you want. If you're not playing right, it doesn't matter.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny and unseasonably warm once again, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and winds starting to whip out of the south. By tonight, they'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour with chances of showers and storms. And tomorrow, they'll gust at 40 miles per hour, spiking our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Send local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Are you like me? When you know somebody's coming over to your house, do you hurriedly vacuum and dust? Well, there's a good reason you should. The average person takes just 38 seconds to judge your home, and they will notice if you have vacuumed or if your windows are dirty or if there's a funny smell.
Yeah. Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, bud?
Doing well. Stuart J. Waddles is here, and are you ready to sing it with me? Here we go. Yesterday was another great win for your Green Bay Packers, and so, of course, we have to do the Packer Polka.
Tell all the people across the USA.
Go to the left, don't go to the right. Okay, here we go.
Say again?
Go to the left. I'm just trying to dance with you, and you keep going to the right, and I'm going to the left, and I thought I knew how to polka, but I guess not.
Two left feet, the two of us.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you watch the game yesterday?
I did, but I mean, the end of my day was perhaps more thrilling than the middle of my day.
How so?
Did you see the end of that Bear game?
Yes. Crazy good.
Yeah, that was insane.
My kids
were just happened to sit there watching it. I said, you just saw something they're going to be showing on highlights for decades.
My wife was in the kitchen stirring something, and I had the Bears game on, and I just went, ho, 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 and she had to come running in.
Have you seen this video online from somebody in the stands?
No.
So the defensive player of the Bears who tipped it in the air so that the other guy could catch it.
Stevens or something,
He's caught on video jabbing with the crowd. He's jawing with them. He's like making gestures. He's saying, ha-ha, we're going to win this game. And then it shows him within 10 seconds running over and ruining the game for him. It's beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Regarding the Packer game, though, what do you remember what channel you watched it on? Was it Fox?
I've got an antenna in my roof up on top in the attic. Channel 6 isn't always the best, so I flipped over to 32, the Fox affiliate out of Chicago.
Okay. But it was on Fox.
Sure was.
And we have a DVR set where it should record any Packer thing. Anything related to the Packers, it'll record it for us.
And you're not double-checking it?
No, I double-checked it. I checked ahead of time and said, upcoming recording, Green Bay Packers. Okay. And we don't usually watch it live. So while the game was going on, I was out doing yard work. And then we went in to watch it. And it wasn't there. It said, tune into YouTube. Like, tune into YouTube? What are you talking about? So we could not watch the game. So we watched instead an 11-minute highlight reel of the game.
So are you getting it from Spectrum?
It is DirecTV, although it's not off a satellite. It's DirecTV Stream. It's an internet stream.
That's some sort of strange. Usually you get locals, right? When you get the satellite.
Yeah, we have the locals.
Never had a problem with Channel 6 before?
Never had a problem. Nope.
Huh?
I don't know why. It's a mystery. I don't know why it didn't record.
I'd send an email.
Yeah, I guess. Strongly worded email.
You don't want this to happen again?
That's true. I don't want it to happen again. But next time, I'm going to double check to make sure it says Fox or CBS or whatever network.
WITI. Channel 6 is what you're looking for.
Exactly. All right, well, it was a fabulous game, and I did see the results. I didn't get to see it live, but a win is a win.
A win is a win. We'll take that one.
Yeah. And the Vikings lost.
Oh, yeah, that was Thursday night.
That was Thursday night, yeah.
Fun few days, yes.
Exactly. All right, that's
Lions coming up, though.
I know. Going to be tough. All right, that's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Kripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ooh, yeah. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, tonight, mostly cloudy skies. There is a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, probably before 11. And we're looking for a low tonight about 59. Tomorrow, back to summer-like temperatures, mostly sunny and a high of 77. Listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's council president is hanging it up. In an email sent over the weekend, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy says he'll not run for re-election in April. He says he's letting everyone know now so that potential candidates can start to take action. McCarthy is currently in his second term as rep for the 9th. A grain bin accident in Kenosha County resulted in a 30-year-old man being flown to Milwaukee Friday. The victim fell about 25 feet and sustained serious injuries. Officials with Kansasville Fire and Rescue say that the man's injuries were not considered life-threatening. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkway surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Lisa Hale has more about a weekend visit in the Fox Valley.
U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was in Oshkosh Saturday drumming up support for the Democratic ticket and invigorating Canvas volunteers.
Communities red, blue, and purple already understand that if we're serious about protecting children in school, that's not about keeping a Toni Morrison paperback out of the school library. It's about making sure assault weapons don't get anywhere near the school.
Buttigieg also spoke in Green Bay, Appleton, and Fond du Lac Saturday.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and unseasonably warm once again, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and winds starting to whip out of the south. By tonight, they'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour with chances of showers and storms. And tomorrow, they'll gust at 40 miles per hour, spiking our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
It's Tommy James and Dragging the Line on WRJN. No Shondells on this one. The group broke up in 1970, and Tommy James continued to record as a solo artist.
Lonely too long. this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. And now our company's website, civicmedia.us, features a complete guide to every Wisconsin race this year. Information on all the candidates and races right down to your district. You'll also find information on when, where, and how to vote. So log on to civicmedia.us/voter-guide and be a voter this fall.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Yesterday,
Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Thing number one, there are a billion cases of the common cold in the United States every year. Thing number two, the average life expectancy of a toilet is 50 years. Number three, more vehicles have traveled on the New Jersey Turnpike than any other road in the United States. And finally, a study found that men are at their most romantic at the age of 53. And there's four things you did not know yesterday.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill. I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRJN. Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get a ride on my heart.
On WRJN. Imagine this. The year is 1964. You're at the Civic Auditorium in Santa Monica, California. The Beach Boys are on stage. You're there. Also on the bill that night, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Chuck Berry, Marvin Gaye, the Supremes, and the Rolling Stones. All in one show.
Oh, mercy, mercy.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand?
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Didn't I? When you needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't high.